This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café Du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café Du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Sean Wade is with Plains Cotton Growers on Growing Cotton.
Everything starts with putting that seed in the ground. And then, you know, from there, it's a very meticulous process for most producers. You know, we try to make good plans and carry those plans out with the assistance of Mother Nature to the best of our abilities. And producers are very, very conscientious about, you know, the inputs that they're putting onto that crop because, you know, certainly they're trying to do things in the most economically efficient manner as well, but also an environmentally friendly way. And, you know, the U.S. Cotton industry has a program called the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol that really is a tool for the entire industry that individual producers are encouraged to participate in that helps our industry document, you know, that good stewardship that we put forward into, you know, the growth of our crops. And as you said, it's a very integrated process, you know, that starts with, you know, the planting of those seeds and the management of the crop, you know, throughout the growing season. But then once we get to harvest, you know, doing everything that the producer can to not just maintain quality, but also maintain quality and maximize yield at the same time.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.